On this week's episode of the Colts Corner Podcast, the boys will discuss the NFL playoffs, the big NBA trade that just went down yesterday, the NHL season starting up for a bit. We're going to have a great topic of the week after, and then we're going to close the show out. Let's go. Season 5 episode, I don't even know anymore. Constantine Lambridis alongside my colleagues Matthew James Pestier, Jordan, Tobias Cohen, and Tyler Ian Wichman.
No, that's my dad's name.
That's my father's name. Call me sir.
And we're back again. A lot went down since the last time that we were here in the Hills West media room. How are we doing right now?
I'm ecstatic to be a part of this team, you know? You know, I'm kind of like Kyrie's going to be very ecstatic about rejoining the team. You know, Sean Marks said he's hyped, and everyone's just hyped, and they're going to share the ball. They just want to win, man. We just want to win in Brooklyn, dude. Thank you.
Thank you for...
That was beautiful.
Thank you for...
Passionate.
Your soliloquy, Mr. Pastier.
Sir.
Let's first talk about the NFL playoffs before we get to... the elephant in the room. NFL wild card round. We had a lot of really good matchups this wild card. Obviously, let's just go through them one at a time. Bills versus Colts. Colts defeated, were defeated by a score of 27-24. Now, one of the big questions is that Josh Allen had a really good regular season. Is he built for this new playoffs with this new Bills team right now? They won their first playoff game since 1995. Is he in shape to bring them to the conference finals and possibly the Super Bowl?
Lamar Jackson, put some funny glasses on him, big truss. He ain't gonna funny lose to them.
Wow. great analysis there.
Thank you.
Matt.
I think the Bills are a playoff team.
I don't know. I think.
I also think they are a playoff team.
Well, I mean, they technically are a playoff team.
Is it because they're in the playoffs, Tyler?
No, maybe
that's it.
I mean, potential to go to the Super Bowl, they have it. They have everything that they need. They have the offense and the defense, and they won definitively against the Colts, edging out a lead at halftime. So I think that was a good win for them.
Yeah, but for some reason, DJ LeMahieu didn't play.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. I hope he'll play it next season.
Why not? Why can't he come back for the Bills?
I don't know, Matt. You tell me, please. He's a baseball
DJ
player.
DJ LeMahieu when he sees Philip Rivers and hits him with the baseball bat.
All right,
truth.
Moving forward, the Buffalo Bills obviously defeated their opponent. The team they're going to play is the Baltimore Ravens. They just defeated the Tennessee Titans 20-13 on Sunday.
I predicted that one.
You did, Jordan, and yeah. Tyler also predicted that one as well.
I should be in first right now.
You should be in first right now.
I should be in first right now. You know, I went for a huge upset.
Wrong.
I did go for a huge upset.
Technically, actually, no, you would be in first in our West Roundup Pick'em, playoff pick'em that we're doing right now.
What does we call it? Hills West.
For the illustrious Roundup Cup that we're all competing
for.
That
was an interesting pick, Tyler.
It was. Okay. So I picked Washington over the Buccaneers. You know, there wasn't really much rhyme or reason behind the pick. I just felt it. And I was wrong.
Especially because Alex Smith wasn't playing. But
I thought Alex Smith was playing when I made the pick. I made it a few days before the game was set to happen. You know, maybe I should have waited closer to game time. I probably would have picked the Buccaneers had I known Alex Smith. Although Heinicke did play a great game.
Heinicke played an amazing game, which I feel like this brings up a new kind of problem that occurs in the NFL. When a backup plays very well in place
Everyone thinks he's amazing.
Of a starter, especially in a stage like this, everybody
Garoppolo.
Thinks that he's really good.
He's the future.
And yeah, he's the future.
He played one good game. Taylor
Heinicke played a pretty solid game, 26-44, 306 yards, and a passing touchdown to accompany his one rushing touchdown and 46 yards on the ground. Is Taylor Heinicke the future?
No.
Should a team
no.
sign him?
Sign him?
No.
Yes. But future of a team? No.
He was in the XFL a few months ago.
This is the future.
Then he ended up playing one playoff game, and he did okay. He played a good game, but it was one game, and he was in the XFL months ago. He's not good enough to be a starter yet.
I think he proved himself a quality backup. Like, if you have him on your bench,
he was like the fifth string.
Not funny. Just kidding.
He played a great game against a good Bucks defense, though, so you have to give him credit for that.
He did play a good game. Bucks defense, overrated.
I agree. I don't think they're
not that great, man.
They're a good offensive
seven.
Maybe if they had their cornerbacks like Vita Vea back, they'd be fine.
Honestly, I'm very fond of this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. I really think that their defense has a lot to offer.
Defense wins championships.
Defense does win championships. But honestly, right now,
yeah, signed 53 years old.
Like this, the only reason that I'd pick this Buccaneers team to go to the conference championship is just because of their offense being just
Thomas
a little
Edwards.
Bit better.
Wait. You think they're going to beat the Saints?
Thomas
they
Edwards.
Are going to beat the Saints.
It's Thomas
they
Edwards.
That's a fact.
I think
don't
fact.
Don't
that is factual.
Edwards,
wow.
No, that is factual.
You know, I
physical
don't think
evidence.
I agree. Do we have to do the lemon again? Do we all want to remember
never,
the lemon?
We never did the
lemon.
We
tried to
you
do
know
the
what?
Lemon.
Yeah, let's do it. We're doing the lemon.
No,
this is
I mean, we got to think about a bit something a bit more logistically.
It's something that's
the lemon didn't work.
Something that's not stupid.
Yeah, fair.
I'll wear your Tom Brady jersey, Matt. I'm 0-1.
You have to get
a
Patriots Tom Brady jersey.
No, Buccaneers Tom Brady jersey.
Okay,
and
you can borrow my Buccaneers Thomas Edward right. Brady jersey.
But what about Tyler? He's got to do something.
Hip hop hooray!
Yeah, Tyler, you have to sing hip hop hooray
as the intro.
As the intro and the outro for three podcasts.
Three
podcasts. No
three
music.
Three podcasts. Two podcasts.
Okay,
fine. Two podcasts.
Okay.
No music
in the
background.
If the Buccaneers lose,
I would shake on it. But
if the Buccaneers lose, I'll wear my Tom Brady jersey to school. I'll do it. Fine.
I guess Matt's really putting a lot on the line.
I'll wear my Leonard Williams Jets t-shirt under my sweatshirt.
Why do you have a Leonard Williams Jets t-shirt?
No comment.
I don't even have a Leonard Williams Jets t-shirt.
No comment. I don't know where it is.
All right, you'll have to go find that one. Another matchup.
Constantine be like, Skittles, my name's Marshall.
Another matchup that was intriguing for this one, or last weekend, the Steelers versus the Browns. Browns won.
Steelers got demolished.
37.
28 points in the first quarter. What a show out by Baker Mayfield. Young quarterback looks to prove himself, and he's been doing that.
Our friend and acquaintance, Gavin Shockett, noted that... Gavin Shockett noted that Antonio Brown was correct about the Steelers this whole time. Big Ben is a problem and selfish and a jerk probably.
He's done some other things.
Juju isn't good. He said that, right? And the
he
Steelers
Juju is
okay.
Not number
Juju
one. Juju
had a good game.
It doesn't matter.
You can't.
Game
okay.
Getting blown out. A quarterback can throw three touchdowns at the end of a game when they're losing.
Jameis Winston used to. Jameis Winston was when he was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer used to throw five interceptions. But along with that. He would throw 400 yards and
I'm
five
not talking
touchdowns.
About
and they would
I'm
lose.
Not talking about
does that make him a good quarterback? No, it
we're
doesn't.
Just two different positions.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
137 yards. They're not,
I'm talking about
not gonna
Juju,
play
you're
the same way they're gonna play if it's
tie
game.
No, I'm talking about Winston.
A defense doesn't play the same game as tie game. They're not gonna when they're up 40. They don't.
Ben Roethlisberger passed for 501 yards and four touchdowns. Did Ben Roethlisberger have a good game, Tyler?
No.
No, exactly.
He threw
four interceptions.
Three picks. And the way that offense started, that the first play of the game. Who was the center?
Pouncey.
Marquise Pouncey.
Yeah.
He
Pouncey.
Snapped the ball over at Roethlisberger's head, and
he was like, "Yo,
that
Man
reminded me.
Of,
yeah, that reminded me of Super Bowl 48 when I saw it. I was like, "Ugh."
No, that's. I feel like that's a sign. That's like an omen that you know the game is gonna go wrong after that.
Well, when you
I would
start like that.
And that Super Bowl 48, I think it was with Peyton Manning and the Broncos, where they snapped it over his head.
I would like to go back to the pick'em. I was the continue. Only one with the Browns, I believe.
No, I had it.
No,
you had the Browns?
Christian
had
it too, so.
I mean, I saw it coming. The Steelers were cold.
Yeah,
but the
Browns didn't
cold.
Have their coaching staff. That's what kind of threw
they
me
lost
off.
To the Bengals with Brandon Allen.
I don't think so.
And they started
the Steelers
off.
Yeah, also, they didn't have.
They
I don't think they had Denzel. Somebody correct me. I don't think they had Denzel Ward. So, Juju.
Juju Smith.
No, they didn't have him. So Juju was just
Corvette.
Pulling Corvette. Corvette man was just pulling these stats against somebody who isn't who wasn't the number one cornerback who wasn't even there. Like, then
was he supposed to not catch the ball just because he was going up against the worst
quarterback? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that all of his stats you need to take with a grain of salt because, one, the Browns were killing them the whole entire game.
As I said before, the Browns demolished. Baker Mayfield showed he has what it takes to be a franchise quarterback. And that's what you need from a guy like Baker Mayfield. Jarvis Landry popped off. The team looks so good. They look like they're finally connecting. It looks like a great show out for Browns fans until they lose and then become bad for the next 10 years again. Am I right, ladies?
That would be really disappointing.
They're playing Kansas City this week.
They
are
playing Kansas City. So, I think we all kind of have the same prediction on that one,
might have a little
bit
of a different game going on that one.
I'm taking Kansas City, guys. That's my hot take.
Now,
just kidding.
I'm just doing this for fun. I don't know if this can really manifest into anything. But what do the Browns have to do to beat the Kansas City Chiefs?
You have to hold Mahomes. The secondary has to have an insane game to hold Tyreek Hill and Kelce.
Yeah, I think this game is really reminiscent of the college football championship that we just had with the Crimson Tide versus
solid
the Buckeyes.
Let's go.
Solid transition.
Solid transition. I think it's very reminiscent of that game because
that was great
Alabama had a bunch of weapons to go with. They had Mac Jones, who's been very solid all year, Devontae Smith. Even though Waddle didn't do too much, he was definitely a threat out there. Najee Harris in the backfield, and they had a pretty good O-line. So that kind of resembles the Chiefs here, and the Browns are Ohio State. They're a good team. They played solid against some very good competition, but they just don't have the numbers game to beat a team like that, like a powerhouse like the Chiefs.
Truth.
Mm-hmm. Big trust.
I agree.
And speaking of that national championship game, once again, not a smooth transition there, but a transition nonetheless.
Speaking of the game.
The football game that happened that day. Alabama defeated number 3 Ohio State by a score of 52-24. Mac Jones, their quarterback, with 464 passing yards, 5 touchdowns. And Devontae Smith, the Heisman winner, with 3 touchdowns of his own.
He only had one half.
He only had one half, too. 215 receiving yards, 12 receptions to go with it.
We should refer to Mac Jones as Big Mac Jones. It's a double meaning. Would you like me to explain?
Not really. But
I think we're good. I don't think we need the explanation.
Thank you for your input.
I can explain the joke.
You think Mac Jones could be a future Steeler?
Big Mac Jones?
I think Mac Jones can be a future Patriot. I have a feeling that if you put Mac Jones on the Patriots, he's going to become
a
top 10 quarterback all time. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that the Patriots could turn him into a top 10 quarterback all time.
If I had to choose between Tom Brady and Eli Manning, I would choose Tom Brady. There, I said it.
Not Eli Manning, you sure?
That's controversial.
That is controversial.
I'm sorry.
But honestly, even though I feel like a lot of people are kind of hopping on the Tom Brady over Bill Belichick train, I think that if Mac Jones was drafted by the Patriots, he could become an all-time great just because of the Patriot way and the system. And he's a very system quarterback. I don't want to say that because I feel like it's diminishing his value.
Every quarterback's a system quarterback.
But honestly.
Except for Mahomes.
No, Deshaun Watson isn't a system quarterback.
And Deshaun Watson. And me.
Russ. Matt actually plays
Let
very good
Russ
quarterback.
Let Russ cook.
Speaking of Russ, the Seattle Seahawks lost their game.
Seattle Dumbhawks up top.
And they lost to the Los Angeles Rams.
Another game I predicted.
Wow, congratulations, Tyler.
The Rams?
I'm just incredible.
I didn't get that one.
It's okay. It's okay. I completely understand. But
I should have went undefeated.
Yeah, you really should have, but you didn't. So,
imagine
you know, whatever.
Bears over the Saints. Just because I hate the
Did
Saints.
You do that?
Oh, just because I hate the Saints.
Did you do that?
Why do you hate the Saints?
What?
Because I hate the Saints.
All right, something else that we need to talk about relating to the Bears-Saints game is the broadcast on Nickelodeon, which is probably the greatest moment in sports history. And in 20 years from now. The what?
I like when they kick the ball. Quote from one of the announcers at the Nickelodeon.
The punt went very high.
And they weren't kicking the field goal. They were kicking a punt.
It was just a very interesting. Honestly, I'm a big Nate Burleson fan, and I think he commentated that game beautifully.
I thought he was pretty good.
I think the NFL. This
Ian
is
Eagle son. Noah Eagle.
Ian Eagle son. And I think this was a very, very good way for the NFL to reach out to a new audience. And honestly, I watched the broadcast on Nickelodeon, not on CBS or whoever was broadcasting the the Bears.
I mean, if it was on Nickelodeon, you almost have to watch it on Nickelodeon, right?
I mean, I was just watching Nickelodeon, and then a football game came on, you know?
Yeah, that's how Tyler got into football, actually.
Those are how, like, the kids are going to be telling about how they got into football. Like, I watched Mitch Trubisky throw for a couple yards.
Winning Nickelodeon play.
Yeah, watching the Slime Zone.
What was it called? It was Nickelodeon player. What was it?
MVP.
Nickelodeon valuable player.
Trubisky's too good.
He is too good.
Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, they have zero MVP awards. But you know who has one?
Mitchell Trubisky.
The first annual MVP.
Honestly,
might we add.
How about
might be
that?
The last one, too.
Imagine losing in the playoffs and then they hand you that trophy. That probably feels so
your
bad.
Job
no, that honestly probably that probably feels pretty bad.
I did not enjoy the it was a weak comparison. The comparison
Dude,
of Taysom Hill and Drew Brees
to
SpongeBob
and
Patrick.
That was an irresponsible comparison.
It was a poor comparison.
It was just poor.
Did you guys see the Obama impression?
I did not.
Young Sheldon was there.
Young Sheldon was explaining penalties.
And honestly, I want him to explain more penalties to me.
I think
maybe he could explain what is a catch and what isn't, because nothing
can be
prior.
Can explain what
you
is a catch
when
and
I'm
what
watching it. Batman vs Superman: Dawn of Justice Ultimate Edition, and Young Sheldon pops up to explain the joke. Thank you, Young Sheldon.
Well, we could have done without the Young Sheldon commentary, but Nate Burleson,
I said earlier, did a
very good job.
If Young Sheldon was a football, I'd probably punt him.
You could probably punt him if even at his current a homo sapien state. But I digress. The NBA.
I love Young Sheldon.
The NBA has been in full has been in full swing. And yesterday we had a lot of news. Most notably, the Kyrie saga continued, which is the most important thing that day. That the Kyrie thing continued. And so Stephen A. Smith made headlines yesterday when he suggested that Kyrie Irving retire from the game of basketball due to his absence and, I believe he said, lack of investment in his team, something along those lines. Matthew Pastier, an avid Kyrie Irving fanboy, what do you think about this development?
Are you going to believe the lies of the media? Because they're not lies anymore. Kyrie Irving's got to get it together. He cannot keep doing this to his teammates. Kevin Durant, he's got to get his stuff together right now. He really does. Like, this is very disappointing. We need him back. How else are we going to win games if we don't have Kyrie Irving, the second best point guard in the NBA right now, next to Steph Curry? No debate. And we need our point guard. We don't have any point guards besides Chris Cheese Chioza, and we need our man.
Look, honestly, is he that good?
Second best point guard.
No, Damian Lillard is.
Damian Lillard is not as good as Kyrie.
He's pretty good.
He's good. He's really good. He's top three. He's just not number two.
Are we sure?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Are we?
I feel like Dame Lillard Kyrie's is a more dynamic more. Player, and I feel like he's got everything together. And he's not like a mess, so, you know. Moving forward, Kyrie Irving had been out for a week long.
4 days.
For four games.
He's going to be out more due
roughly
to
a week.
Protocols.
Yeah, and he's going to have to be out more.
But he is excited to play with Harden and excited to get back, as he told Sean Marks, and it's been confirmed. He's very excited to play.
Him. Oh, he talked to the media?
He talked to Sean Marks.
Wow.
Don't be that. Okay, so KD, Kyrie, and Harden. Harden said he wants to win. He knows he's not going to – they're going to have to share the ball. They know that their main goal is to win. They're not going to be like – No, it's my ball. They're going to share because they learned that in preschool, sharing is caring, and caring equals wins, and wins equals Super Bowl trophies in that room.
Yeah. All right. But anyway, James Harden, if you didn't hear the news or didn't hear Matt, just go on the whole spiel for a minute. James Harden was traded to the Brooklyn Nets.
No one wants to go to New York Nets.
To the Brooklyn Nets, unfortunately, not the New York Knicks. He was traded to the Brooklyn Nets. For four firsts, four pick swaps, Caris LeVert, who they later traded for Victor Oladipo, and Jared Allen, who they later traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay.
It was a solid return, but honestly, James Harden is a top five player.
Torian Prince is in Cleveland with Jared Allen. Cleveland now has Jared Allen and Andre Drummond, and they have Sexland, Colin Sexton, and Darius Garland.
Yeah, but honestly, the real winners of this trade are definitely the Brooklyn Nets. James Harden Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. Those are three top.
Chris Chioza, Bruce Brown, DJ LeMahieu.
Anyway, the top 15 players, three top 15 players in the league. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, James Harden, three top 15 players in the league.
Two top five.
Honestly, people say that they don't know how to share the ball, but honestly, look, they don't. But look, they're when you have players of that caliber playing on the exact same team, I don't think you can make any excuses. And honestly, I don't think you can even lose with just that level of star power.
I mean,
that level of talent.
I don't know. Okay. It was a very risky trade.
Yeah.
It's a
honestly,
trade where it's like,
if we don't
succeed now, we're screwed for the next 20 years at least.
No. But if they can win two championships, it's fine. It's fine.
But are they going to be that good?
I think they're going
to
be that
very
good.
Risky.
You have the opportunity to get James Harden. You don't pass on it.
Like James Harden.
Yeah, but you gave away
James
like
Harden
any
can go
picks
no, Kyler,
you had
listen
left.
To me. Listen,
you
I'm
finals,
a New York Knicks
away,
fan.
To
I hate everything related
to
this man and the
Brooklyn
Nets. And
Kyler,
but look, James Harden is the kind of guy who his antics off the court are very well documented and very and very well known. But he's the type of guy who will go out and do what he does late at night, and then he'll go walk into the arena the next game and score 40 points, get 15 rebounds, and get 27 assists. So honestly,
if it works, then it was genius. But if it doesn't work, then they're going to look like idiots.
Wow, that's like how every trade they are. Well, actually, yeah, they're not going to look
like
idiots.
No, this is like this is the caliber of trade where it's either like 100% successful or like 0% successful.
What if they make it to the championship?
You just win one finals, and I mean,
you need to okay, if you're going
to
trade away your whole future, you need to win a championship in the next 5 years.
No, they're going to I have the prediction. My prediction, they're going to win a championship in the next 2 years, if not two championships.
How many first-round picks did Brooklyn give the Rockets?
Four first-round picks.
Oh, man.
Ooh,
that's crazy.
Look, it's on the level of the Garnett, Paul Pierce, Jason Terry trade.
No,
not like that, but like in the sense that when everything is said and done, then that's it, you know? And it's just, it like Tyler said, it's very boom or bust. If they don't win championships, then it's going to be a very tough thing for the GM in the next couple years to clean up.
How long are all their contracts?
2 years, then they can opt out. But getting Harden, KD's going to opt in, like most likely. We have them for at least 3 years.
The New York Nets don't have their own first-round pick until the year 2028.
Think about it. We'll all be 18 by then. We can all.
We'll all be 18.
We'll be able to
vote by then.
We will be able to vote. We'll be like 22 by then. No. Yes. No.
We're gonna be 18.
24.
In 2022. Thank you, Tyler.
Quick math.
Maybe you'll be the next GM of the Brooklyn Nets. Who knows? But anyway.
Billy King.
The Nets basketball team played without Kyrie Irving, without James Harden last night against the New York Knicks. They won thanks to Kevin Durant's help. Obviously, he's a very, very very talented player. Bruce Brown
shot 5 for 10, had 14 rebounds, his first double double.
Was very solid, honestly.
Great defense.
I saw a little bit of him. I didn't see too much, but 6 for 13, 15 points, 14 boards, very efficient shooting splits, very efficient defensively. You could tell, and I know that you're very high on his play.
He's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. He definitely is a beautiful man right there. A beautiful mind. And the New York Knicks had a bit of a rough game. Julius Randle was playing out of his mind in the first half, but only scored 9 points in the second. 30 points, 13 field goals out of 25 attempts. 2 for 7 from three, which is definitely not as efficient as we'd like. RJ Barrett had a slow start the first half, but ended up shooting 7 for 15, 1 for 4 from 3. I just want to say something. Matt has been talking to me about this topic for a while. Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks. Knicks fans need to stop.
They need to, like, I mean.
They need to stop.
One player has, like, 3 good games. You can't go from hating him on him for a whole year or hate the coach before the signing. They win a few games, and then you love him. And now They've lost four straight. Now they hate him. Austin Rivers has said, I've been a part of bad teams. This isn't a bad team. 0-4 since that statement.
Look, Tom Thibodeau's style of play is not indicative. I said this yesterday. He's not indicative to winning playoff series, winning, most importantly, winning championships. And right now what they're trying to do, develop young players. Obi Toppin just came back from injury. He's really looking to get back on the court, and he only played 1 minute. One whole minute.
Seconds.
He did not do anything else. Like, look, maybe there was some sort of lingering injury, and they just wanted to let him, get him to log games. But that makes absolutely zero sense. Tom Thibodeau is out here running an 8-man rotation with only one player running minutes under 20 minutes. And that's just an absolute disgrace to the game of basketball. You need to keep your players healthy. You need to keep your players' morale up. And right now they're not doing it with Julius Randle playing 40 minutes a game. It's really not.
They're on a back-to-back tonight, right?
I don't even know. I haven't been keeping track. I don't think so. No, they haven't, actually. They aren't. But I believe they're playing tomorrow. They're playing the Cavaliers tomorrow. We beat them earlier in the season, I believe. Hopefully, we can...
If Sexton and Agarius Garland are not back.
Yeah.
They've been right now.
Hopefully, we can get back on track with this one. But I don't know. Knicks fans need to keep the same energy throughout the whole season. It's just... I don't know. We're not having a fun time right now. Play Obi Toppin. You drafted him over Tyrese Halliburton. You could play Obi Toppin. Enough said.
Play him.
Yeah. And NHL-wise, the New York Rangers are playing the New York Islanders tonight. Should be a very solid game. The New York Rangers looking to start Alexi Lafreniere, the French-Canadian who they drafted with the first overall pick, and Keandre Miller, former college hockey player for the Wisconsin Badgers who's stepping up on defense tonight for the Rangers. They got a really good young core, and I think everybody is really excited to watch them play. The Islanders, known to hate fun and everything relating to fun, they are the less fun hockey team in New York. New York Rangers, the highest valued NHL team. Very excited to get this game underway, and hopefully the Rangers catch the dub. There's a new playoff system involved in which there are four divisions, and the top four teams from each division make it to the playoffs. Rangers are in a very tough division with the Washington Capitals, Pittsburgh Penguins, New York Islanders, who hate fun, the Philadelphia Flyers, Buffalo Sabres, amongst others like New Jersey Devils. Definitely going to be a tough one, but hopefully their young core and older established veterans can carry them to a win this one.
Is the Kraken starting this year?
The Kraken are not starting this year. Next year, the Seattle Kraken will be starting, and I'm super excited for that. Hopefully, they are as successful as the Vegas Golden Knights, and even more than that. And we are going to be wrapping it up with a very special topic of the week. Very excited for this question.
We started debating it a little earlier.
We did start debating it a little while. It's a little bit of cheating.
Baby?
But look, French toast versus waffles versus pancakes. We're going to each give our rankings, starting with Matt,
pancakes,
to Jordan, to Tyler, to
French
me.
Toast,
wow,
waffles,
just going into it.
No debate.
No.
Pretty solid. That's
okay. I know we had an order. I know we had an order, but I'm gonna have to agree with Matt.
French toast.
Perfect
really
order.
Solid.
Perfect order.
No.
Pancakes are so versatile.
The pancakes. No.
Yes. Yes. You can do anything you want with them.
You can put anything in pancakes.
You can put anything in pancakes.
They do not have the texture that French toast has. French toast has an amazing texture.
French toast is
French
toast.
Who likes pancakes?
French toast is just French toast. You can't do much.
Pancakes are the most overrated food. Pancakes are the most overrated food.
Okay, okay.
And that is a fact.
Okay, we've had the diner debate. You're telling me you've never had Premier Diner
pancakes? I've had Premier pancakes.
They're the greatest. They're so good.
They are very good.
They're so good.
A normal pancake isn't as good as a Premier pancake. And that is general human knowledge,
Tyler.
And I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You don't know that.
Maybe you're just like an Islanders fan.
You're telling me you go to Premier Diner. You go to Premier Diner for breakfast. Maybe brunch.
No.
Maybe brunch.
Brunch doesn't exist.
But you go to Premier Diner, and you want something sweet. You're telling me you go to French toast? No, you go to pancakes.
Like, I'm very hungry this morning. Let me have some French toast. It literally is French in the name.
French toast is better than pancakes. Look, I'm a known person that hates everything French. But
and fun, apparently.
Yeah, he hates it just like Barzal.
Yeah, I hate, look, but pancakes are not as do not have the texture that French toast has, and does not have the warm nature of waffles.
They're all warm. They're all warm.
But waffles are just envelop your soul.
Okay, waffles are interesting. You know, it's either a really good waffle or it's a really bad
when
waffle.
When they hit, it's too hit or miss.
I agree with Tyler.
It's too
that's
hit or miss for
three.
Me to rank them too.
Sometimes you can get one that's better than pancake, but like I don't just like I'm like. Can I get a waffle? Like no. Can I get a pancake?
The only place it's acceptable to get a waffle is in a hotel
or the Olive Garden.
When you make your own, that's the only place where you could get a waffle and you won't be judged for it.
All right,
I will judge.
Jordan.
If I see anyone eating a waffle, I might just like eat their waffle for them.
Jordan, thoughts.
Constantine, you don't know how much you're ticking me off right now.
Oh,
putting French
come
toast
on, man.
Above
you're all
pancakes.
Alone here on this pancake.
I am all alone.
The pancakes are just one. It's a fact.
It's no. Pancakes. It's so easy to
you're
make.
You're 3-1 right now.
Yeah. I am 3-1, but I will die on this hill. I will fight this fight until there is nothing left of Constantine Lambridis. Pancakes are very good. They are a good food.
They're
people,
great food.
Pancakes are like The Office.
Everyone loves them.
No, everybody loves them, but some people just take it too far. Look, I like The Office. I'm a big Office guy. But honestly, people just take it too far. Oh, okay. Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. No, you're not funny. You're not quirky. Pancakes aren't funny. Pancakes aren't quirky.
Me after making
nobody
Michael
likes
Scott
you.
Reference. Guys,
okay.
Everyone gets my
okay.
Michael Scott reference,
okay.
Right, guys?
Okay.
It's from season
Constantine,
3.
You cannot just compare pancakes to The Office with no
yes,
explanation and then claim that The Office isn't good and that's why pancakes
no,
is bad.
No, The Office is very good. I just said I like The Office. I just said
I know.
The
I'm aware. I'm aware. Your argument doesn't make sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense. You just don't understand. Look, my order. French toast, then waffles, then pancakes. I will die on this hill. This is my fight.
I think we have to end on that note.
Yeah, we definitely have to end on that note.
You can't just say these things in a podcast. You know that? Like the colleges are gonna see this, and they're gonna be like, "Ooh, we should just not accept him because of this horrible statement he made."
Well,
this might be the most controversial thing you've said on the show.
This is the most controversial thing anyone's ever said. Tyler once said that Ken isn't candy bar.
This is more controversial.
No. All right, but whatever.
We expect that from Tyler. We don't expect that from you.
All right, well, I'm glad you think so highly of me. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up. We'd like to thank Mr. Doxy, Mr. Ashuti, Dr. Catapano, the administration of the class of 2016 for their generous donation to our podcast setup. We couldn't do it without them, so we're very thankful to have this. We're thankful for our listeners who listen every Thursday, every single one of them.
LeBron
James being one of them, Kyrie Irving, who's been listening in his off time, and Constantine Lambridis, Tyler Wichman, Jordan, Tobias Cohen, Matthew James Pastier. See ya.